welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I am joined in studio today by Teen Challenge, Miss Jennifer Harper, who is the associate director, Bobby Usborne, who is intern intake, and Miss Jacqueline Klein.
Klein.
All right. Who is the administrative specialist? Okay. Well, we'll get it right. I wanted to say this, and Sam, I know it surprises you. I know you thought I fell down out of heaven.
Every day.
No. But no, it's life's a struggle.
Yes.
And we need to stop acting like life is not a struggle. And the more the society accepts the fact that life is a struggle for all of us. None of us escape the struggles of this life. And so to expect everybody to be able to succeed in it without some support and some help is what I think kind of leads us down the path of so many broken lives. And so Teen Challenge and what it offers is what I think made me want to, after I had my conversations with Jacqueline on the phone, it made me really say, I've got to get these people in, and we've got to have the conversation, because I know there are people listening who are facing these same issues themselves. And so I remember, back in the day, when if somebody had these types of problems, substance abuse, number one, our society almost encourages substance abuse when it comes to alcohol. Well, it's legal. Everywhere you go, let's go to the, if you go to the Brewer game, there's the tailgating. If you go to the Packer game, there's the tailgating. We encourage people to come out, and whenever it's sporting activities and those kinds of things, it's okay because it's alcohol. Alcohol is legal. People don't intentionally wind up wanting to become addicted, but they don't know. And so it's legal, and it's something that we push in our society. Then people say it's okay. Mm. And so from the time you're a very young person, you are kind of acclimated to alcohol. You guys can join in at any moment. Right now, marijuana is something that, I remember when I was young, they said, it's not addictive. Even though I was doing it all day, every day, from the time I was about 19 years old, morning, noon, and night. Never considered that to be an addictive issue. I just enjoyed it, just like people might want a glass of wine, and they drink a glass of wine in the evening, and they don't think it's a big deal that they're doing it every night. The one in the evening, and then the one right before bed, and they don't see this as addictive personalities. Let's talk about how you can determine what's an addictive personality.
Gosh, those two substances you mentioned, I think that's the start of almost everyone's journey that's in our program right now. Yeah. harmless alcohol use, and now that marijuana's got this status, of being legal, it's fallen into that same category. So it's a different mentality, I think, of younger people coming in that don't see it as an actual drug. Addictive personality, though, we are seeing people after they've realized that, but it's any time when it's almost this insatiable gap in life that you want more and more, and you're seeing consequences that are negative, but they don't alert you to stop because you just can't get enough. And that can be in a variety of areas: technology, substance, relationships, anything that's going to cause harm. And we don't have that little trigger to help us understand, hey, I need to stop because it's hurting me, but we just want more.
I definitely can relate to that, Jen, that, in my past history, I come from a drug addiction, and from a very early age, starting out with my parents.
Right.
Coming home at a young age, seeing marijuana, saw it passed around the house, alcohol, being told to go to the basement, the grown stuff's going on. And I kind of picked that up myself as I grew up into my younger years, and it caused me to be rebellious at being involved with marijuana, starting to smoke cigarettes. I'm only 15, 14 years old. Next thing you know, by the time I'm 16, I'm involved with gangs. I'm using cocaine. 18 years old, I'm selling cocaine. By the time I reached my 21st birthday, I had been married and been strung out on crack cocaine. And so it just was like a ripple effect. From early on, you know, from the structure in the home. And it again, the addiction had become a part of my lifestyle, that I couldn't even go to the movies without having some marijuana with me. I couldn't even go hang out with my friends without smoking marijuana. I couldn't even sit at home relaxed without having it and not thinking I had a problem when the marijuana was involved. But eventually, like I said, it became a ripple effect. It just became more destructive as the years got on, as I got older and older.
You know, it is not the easiest thing to overcome. So it's not like the chances are that you wind up going to Teen Challenge and, you know, you spend a couple of days and now all of a sudden you've learned the tools that you need and all of a sudden you're free. You know, recovery is a lifelong undertaking. Let's talk a little bit about that, because I know people can get frustrated because they want to go back to who they were, and none of that happens overnight.
Right, and even as bad of a situation as it is, it's familiar. So when you've got all the substance stripped away, everything that you've leaned on, and you're facing yourself, your choices and where you've ended up, there can be this desire just to go back to what I know, even if it's bad. And then really taking some of those old behaviors off, maybe some lying or, you know, the way we hurt people around us, we start to become new people. We see men and women in the program change. Well, that's good, but it's also scary because you wonder, hey, I'm not familiar to myself anymore. So it is a process. And it's beautiful.
Well, you imagine. So it's Teen Challenge. How old is the oldest person that you've allowed to come into your program?
Well, we don't have a limit, but
you don't.
I think we have a gentleman in the men's center. He's about 67 right now.
Really?
Yes.
We've had a lady 69.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So that, I mean, so the Teen Challenge thing kind of throws it off. you know. How many people can you have at the facility that you have now at any given time?
Total, we can house up to about 60 between both centers. Yeah.
So what is the process for someone who has either a loved one or themselves who want to...
I'm going to let Jack
listen. We'll do that after the break.
All right,
she'll be coming after the break. So we'll bring her on and we'll talk about that. But it costs money. You know, to maintain a facility that is doing what that kind of work and the staff and all of that, how is that possible? What do your resources come from?
So there's expenses with residential just because we're a great big family living together. So we do what we do for a real fraction of the cost of other programs. So we just right off the bat try to just keep our expenses low and just be wise with what we have. But we've got a real team of people that support us. There's individuals that donate monthly. We have churches and businesses that have just gotten behind what we're doing.
So let's do this. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open as always at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Teen Challenge is here. We'll be right back.